Hi, my name is Lizzie, and welcome to the Radio Club.
And my name is Lee.
I'm Javan.
And Zach.
Hello. I feel happy.
Hi, it's Yvette from Waterloo, and Harry from Waterloo as well. Can I say hello, Harry?
Hey.
How do you know you want to be an author of a book for to do? How do you know what if you want to write a book?
I knew I wanted to write a book after I read like Roald Dahl books when I was a kid, because I used to want to be in the stories. And then I thought, I can't be in the stories because he's already written them. So, you know, like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, it's not about me. So I used to write my own version of it. It was James and the Giant Peach that I got really into. And I did my own version of it. It was only short, but I called it Bally and the Giant Peach. And that's when I realised I wanted to be a writer. And then after that, I used to just write about my friends, my family, anything I wanted, really.
Well, anywhere in the world. Like, if you think of somewhere, like somewhere far away, and you write a book about it.
Yeah. Lee, if you want to set a story in China, you don't have to go to China to set a story in China. You can find out as much as you want about China. You can reimagine what China felt like 30 years ago, 50 years ago. It's all about your imagination and how much research you do.
Like the war. If you don't know about the war, you can just make it up.
One of the best writers to write about the war is a guy called the First World War is a guy called Michael Morpurgo. He's very famous, very well known. Michael wasn't alive. He's old, but he wasn't that old. Well, you know, he's not that old. So World War One, he has to find his way back to it, and he uses letters from soldiers. And he imagines stuff, and he's brilliant at it. So, yeah.
Javan, have you got a question for the author?
Yes.
What's your question,
Javan? Do you use a pen to write a book?
When I plan my stories, I use a pen. In fact, sometimes I don't even use a pen, I use pencils and paper. I plan my stories.
Do you use a computer to write a book?
Then I write them using a computer. And then when I have to change them and edit them and look for mistakes, I do that by printing off each chapter and then doing that with pencil. And then I re-edit on a computer.
How long does it take?
Yeah. A lot of good questions. My longest book is 120,000 words.
Well,
my shortest one's 6,000 words long. That didn't take me very long to write. That took me like 2 days. And the longest one is obviously much bigger than 120,000 words.
A question? A paper character.
What's your favourite book, Lindsay?
Woman.
My favourite book is The Secret Diary of Adrian Mole by Sue Townsend. Because I like that character, because that character went to the same kind of school as me, and he grew up in the same city as me.
Leicester.
Yeah. Do you remember I told you about that earlier?
Yeah, Leicester.
Harry, I grew up in an area called Highfields, which is in the centre of Leicester, and now I live in an area called Oadby.
Do you know them areas? Do you know how... What was it called, sorry? The first one?
Highfields.
Do you know where Highfield is? Yeah. And what's the next one?
Oldby.
Does your grandma live close to any of them? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, his grandma lives there. He came back 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really cool, huh?
I saw the new books you made, the picture of your face in there. to me, it's different to now, where you are now.
Yeah, the first picture of me that's in one of my books was taken in 1999.
Whoa.
Right? So I was like 27. And my first book came out when I was 29.
To me, I want you to write a book about this school.
I can
if you can.
You never know, I could easily write a story.
I've always been eating to Maggie, and then Maggie will go, yeah, that's all for we need.
But you see, the other way is you lot could all get together and you could write a book about this school. Because you've all got good ideas. I've been meeting you today. You come up with some good ideas. You could all get together and write a book about the school. You can make it anything you wanted. It's all about how the story works for you and whether you can finish it. So if I was going to write a story about you, for example... I could give you a problem, but the point is we have to get you to solve that problem. That's where the story can fall apart. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. I've just been lucky most of my work, but So there's always room for new artists and publishing. Always. Thank you very much.
I hope you like my
book. Thank you, Harry. Thank you for
to me, I want to nice make a book about sales. How they go to school.
Mail school.
Yes.
Thanks, Gary.
Thank you.
Thank you for telling me about your story as well. See you later.